Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you all. The results that have just been announced are very good. The amounts pledged are 1.134 billion. This is about 40 million more than was pledged last year, and I think it's good to progress. We have seen this progress in the pledging conference year in and year out. I want to thank in particular those states that have, those governments that have pledged large amounts already. This is very good, very important for us. Those who have pledged more than $20 million, the United States, Germany, Japan, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Switzerland, Netherlands, Ireland, and Finland. I hope I haven't forgotten anybody. Those are, you know, thanks to everybody, those are really the countries that have made additional efforts to pledge early, and this is extremely important. I would also like to recognize big step-ups in contribution, like Iceland, for example, or contributions that may be smaller in volume, but that come every year loyally to the organization from countries like the Philippines, like Thailand, like Morocco, like Algeria. Many thanks to all of you, and of course, to everybody else. Thanks also to the National Association for having expressed a commitment through España con ACNUR to raise at least $400 million. This is all very encouraging. A couple of additional points there. The Netherlands mentioned the importance of contributions to SURF and other pooled funds. We are also beneficiary, of course, of those funds, so contributions there are important as well outside this pledging conference. A plea to all donors, to all those that have pledged and others that will pledge subsequently, a plea for early disbursements because the cash flow is as important as the pledges to keep the organizations going, as you can imagine. I want to commend the representative of Uganda for her extraordinary statement, which reflects very much what I also personally think and what we think at UNHCR. Host countries, and Türkiye recalled it, are the major contributor to the cause of refugees and need to be recognized as well. Of course, it's a different process, but when we talk about contributions, that's the crucial contribution. If we want that contribution to continue, we must make sure that funding continues to be adequate and more than it has been in the past few years, because in many places, such as in Uganda, I mentioned it in my opening, we remain very underfunded in many crucial aspects of our work. I would like to just offer a couple of other remarks really very quickly. One is that many of you, and rightly so, have mentioned other challenges that are impacting the world population. Food security, for example, or food insecurity, rather. Climate change, as we all know. I just want to remind you that as you and your governments focus, and let me say it again, rightly focus on these global challenges and allocate resources, that forced displacement is an underlying feature of all this crisis. In crisis of food insecurity, you have displacement. In crisis due to climate change, you have displacement. It is important not to lose focus on this common denominator of crisis that forced displacement has become. The other point I wanted to make is that, of course, I appreciate that many of you, we heard the EU at the beginning, and many of you highlighted the importance of balanced funding, of not created imbalances because one crisis absorbs more funding than others. We appreciate that many of you have made efforts in that respect. The reality has been that unfortunately, there has been imbalance. there has been imbalance, not willingly, not deliberately, but as a result of priorities chosen in capitals in terms of funding. This is to an extent inevitable, but I think we need to make a collective effort to try and address these imbalances with adequate attention for underfunded situations. One more point, much has been said, of course, about various areas of focus. Let's not forget some that have been mentioned, but I didn't mention in my opening, but are very important. Protection, for example, I appreciate that Norway highlighted an increase in funding of protection activities. This is very important. Internally displaced people, this is a major aspect of UNHCR's work. Statelessness, likewise, very important. Situations of voluntary repatriation, they may be few and far apart, unfortunately, but they deserve and need investment and contributions, because actually they are part of solutions. So they can bring to eventually to a decrease on the overall need. These are the remarks I wanted to make. And since the distinguished representative of the Netherlands challenged us with some football references, thank you, Khadra. Let me say, somehow I was thinking, we will continue to be the strikers and the goalkeepers, but you are the midfield that has to continue to support us if you want us to be effective in defending, and I wouldn't say attacking, we don't attack, but we score solutions. So, and I want in the spirit of having something positive at the end, let me quote the tweet of a footballer. Some of you may know Alphonso Davies. He's a footballer in the Canadian team, but he was born a refugee in a refugee camp in Ghana. He's from parents who are refugees from Liberia, and he was then resettled in Canada and today plays in Bayern Munich. So a very international story, almost of shared responsibility. And unfortunately, he has left, I'm so sorry, the World Cup. But he tweeted before going there something that inspired me very much. He said, a kid born in a refugee camp wasn't supposed to make it. But here we are, going to the World Cup. Don't let no one tell you that your dreams are unrealistic. Keep dreaming and keep achieving. Thank you very much.